Evan Gulbis made history as Tasmania ended South Australia's Sheffield Shield final hopes on day three in Hobart. Gulbis hit the highest score by an Australian batting at number 8 in first class cricket, eventually falling for 229 off 293 balls in the Tigers' massive first innings total of 651. His effort is second only to Wasim Akram on the world list. He then took 4 for 7 with the ball as the Redbacks were bundled out for 123 in their second innings, lose by innings and 316 runs. Luke Butterworth also starred with 3 for 18 as they collapsed badly and 59 without loss. New South Wales need a further 110 runs to book their place in the final, the closing on 103 for 2, being set 213 by fellow hopefuls Western Australia. The Warriors managed to haul themselves up to 360 in their second innings, thanks in no small part to Sean Marsh's 113, along with contributions from Sam Whiteman, Ashton Agar and Jason Berendorf. Josh Hazlewood ended the pick of the Blues bowlers with 3 for 53 from 31 overs. And Victoria will still hope to deny Queensland a top 2 finish. They conceded a first innings lead of 273 as the Bulls finally fell on 483 for 8, with Peter Forrest unbeaten on 155 and Alistair McDermott on 34 after 31 balls. Cameron Boyce did a fluent 65-85 balls from number 9, for 105 with Forrest for the 8th wicket. Victorious openers, though, knocked off 109 of the deficit without being parted. Dean Russ reached stumps on 47, with Rob Quiney on 57. In Zimbabwe's Logan Cup, Mountaineers completed victory over Midwest Rhinos, declaring their second innings at 246 for 8, set them 270 to win. Donald Tirapana took 5 for 44, so they could manage only 173. Skipper Peter Moore top score with 57, while Mark Mbafana ended on 40, as Wellington Mazzucato also contributed a brace of wickets. In Pakistan, Sweden Oil and Gas Pipelines are in complete control, 2 days of their President's Trophy final against United Bank. Opener Nye Mudin finally departed for 192, and Miss Bottle Hack for 67, as Swegas were all out for 386. United Bank then slumped to 89 for 6 by stumps, collapsing from 42 without loss, as Yasir Shah, Samuel Lakhan and Imran Ali were the wicket takers. Opener Abid Ali is unbeaten on 31 off 102 balls. And in South Africa, Sunfall Series frontrunners Cape Cobras recovered from 10 for 3 to make 247, choosing to bat against second place Knights. Quinton Friend and Cornet Dry did the early damage, while Cobras captain Justin Ontong hit a brilliant century. He and Yasin Valley added 116 for the 4th wicket, but there was little other support for Ontong thereafter. Friend ended with 4 for 25, while Werner Kurtze chipped in with 3 for 45, as Ontong was left stranded on 142. Knights then reached up to reply on 19 without loss, after 8 overs. Warriors also recovered from a poor start, thanks to an unbeaten century. Cliff Deacon and Hardersville journeyed the early damage for Lions, while Ryan Bailey and Michael Price affected a recovery. Price fell 3 short of his century. Bailey ended on 102, as Warriors managed 284. Viljoen ended with figures of 6 for 92, while Deacon took 4 for 46. Lions then lost skipper Stephen Cook to Andrew Birch the final ball of the day, without a run on the board in their reply. And no play was possible at Willowmore Park on day 1, due to a wet outfield between Titans and Dolphins. However, Dolphins received better news off the field, with the announcement that all-rounder Ryan McLeod will be joining them for next season from his current franchise, Knights.